All you need is an event. All you need is an economic collapse or several more terrorist attacks, whatever it is. And wherever that pendulum is, whoever's got that pendulum in power at the time of that attack, boom, they catch it and stop it. This time it stopped with the Republicans. Could have very easily been the Democrats. It doesn't matter. They're both here for ultimate power. They both want that. We've got to go back to the center. Make sure that pendulum is not swinging so far one way or another, and make sure that we don't empower either two of these parties, who are both progressive and both going in the same direction. Let's go to our guest here. We have Michael Moynihan. He is the senior editor at Reason Magazine. Michael, am I missing the point here with progressives? Did I hit this right as you see it?
I think you did. I mean, what I would say is I think I definitely agree with you that in a sort of nonpartisan way, in a new meaning of nonpartisan, that this is not a problem that is particular to Republicans or Democrats. Right now, obviously, right. It is more particular to Democrats because they control the Congress and they sit in the White House. But, you know, as you said, during the Bush administration, we had massive, massive growths of government. We had massive growths of executive power. And now, under Obama, we have the exact same thing. I mean, so much so that you have a lot of sort of left-leaning bloggers that are saying, hey, you know, Obama promised us a diminished executive, and they're not seeing it. So yeah. I think that's largely right.
So can you tell me, do you know the history at all, Michael? I'm trying to figure out, when did classic liberalism die and become progressive? Because that's what it is. Mm-hmm. The progressives just took over the word liberalism, which used to mean, before Teddy Roosevelt, classic liberalism was really a libertarian, a free thinker, somebody
sure.
who didn't believe in the
yes.
parties, believed in the individual. When did that change, and how did that change?
You know, it's a particularly American thing, actually. I mean, if you're in Western Europe, the libertarian parties, whether they be in Germany, France, Scandinavia, refer to themselves as liberals. And if they're pressed, they say classical liberals. In America, it's an odd thing. The return of progressivism as a term is obviously something to try. It's a branding issue. They,
right.
Throughout the 70s and 80s, well, liberalism became a dirty word, and it came back to progressivism. But in America, I think that, you're right. I'm a deep hater of Woodrow Wilson, and you also forgot about FDR, who
oh,
was,
yeah, no.
And I think that sort of progressivism was very dangerous in America, too.
You are looking at, and the reason why I bring up Wilson and Teddy Roosevelt is because those are the first real examples of U.S. presidents that did
sure.
it, and they were on either side of the
That's
spectrum,
absolutely right.
but
yes.
they believed in the same exact thing, real control of government. Let me go to this piece here with Barack Obama. Here is Barack Obama. Do you have the sound, please? Listen to Barack Obama.
That's the promise of America. The idea that we are responsible for ourselves, but that we also rise or fall as one nation. The fundamental belief that I am my brother's keeper. I am my sister's keeper.
This is something also that was introduced by both Roosevelt and Wilson and later FDR, that it's social gospel. This explains Barack Obama's faith and his church, that it is a government kind of brothers. It is a social gospel that is folded into the government, not something that we do ourselves as individual, but more of the things we do on April 15th, right or wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's that little soundbite. I mean, it sounds pretty innocuous.
Yes.
But then, when you realize, I mean, what is it that to help thy neighbor and these sorts of things and be a good American citizen? But what Barack Obama means and what a lot of people in Washington mean is the government, and the government is the one to take care of us and take care of these things. So yeah, I mean, perfectly innocuous, and I think underneath fairly dangerous.
Okay, Michael, thank you very much. We'll have you on again. I have to tell you, America, please pick up a book. It is called American Progressivism. It will really open your eyes on what's going on and the infection in both of these parties. You'll be able to spot it like that.